So this shir is based on a question that was asked of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, a very sad question, difficult question, that was asked by a man who said that his wife, who was about 40 years old, had become ill. And she was very critically ill, and she asked from her husband and from the doctor not to tell anyone about her illness. She wanted to try to fight her illness herself without anyone aside for her husband and doctor knowing. And she asked her husband not to reveal it to anyone. So the husband came to Rav Zilberstein and said that he's really disturbed because the father of his wife, meaning his father-in-law, is a Yirei Shamayim. He's a very pious person. And he always davens with great fervor and great faith. And he thought to himself, perhaps with the tefillah of his father-in-law, that Hashem would have rachamim, Hashem would have mercy on his wife, and that she would have a refuah shelema. But he said that if he reveals it to his father-in-law that his wife is sick and the details of the illness, which would help him, you know, daven for her, that he would be revealing his wife's secret. So the question was, is he permitted to tell the father in order that the father daven for his daughter? So Rav Zilberstein divides his answer into several parts. And the first part is what he says is the prohibition to reveal a secret. And he says that the pasuk in Mishlei talks about the fact that a person who is a goleh sod, a person who reveals a secret, is tantamount to someone who is holech rachil, someone who is a talebearer. And the Gemara Maseches Yoma says that how do we know that a person who says something to his friend that is considered to be, quote, bal yomar, ad sheyomar lo lech emor. In other words, if I say something to someone, and it's assumed that this matter is a little bit private, or it's something that it's the nature is such that it would seem that it wouldn't be something that you would just repeat to someone else. How do I know that there's actually a prohibition that I'm not allowed to say it to someone else, that the concept of confidentiality applies? So he says, the Gemara says, that once, unless you're stipulated that you can tell someone, the assumption is that you can't tell them. So where is this learned from? The pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem elav me'ohel moed lemor," that Hashem spoke to Moshe me'ohel moed, from the ohel moed, and that would have been enough. But the pasuk says lemor. Lemor is to say. In other words, you only have the right to say if someone says to you, "Go tell someone else." So that's how the Gemara, as Zilberstein points out, the Gemara says that a person can't reveal a sod, and he says as well that a person who is megale a sod, a person who reveals a sod, even the simplest of sods, the simplest of secrets, without permission, there are bad things that happen to this person and to that person in this world and in the next world. And it finally points out in the Chafetz Chaim, in the halachos of the Isser of Rechilus, he says that there's a danger to revealing a secret. It causes a danger to the person involved, and a person has to be very careful to keep this semblance of tznius, of modesty, and to keep the confidentiality of the person who's telling him the secret. So that's the first part that Rav Zilberstein addresses in this shaila. The second is, and obviously weighs on him, the idea of not revealing a secret, that the husband shouldn't reveal a secret. However, he then goes on to talk about the tefillas ha'av al-banav, the prayer of a father on his son. And we'll see as an extension, it won't just simply be the father. But he says, the pasuk says concerning Lavan, we know Lavan Arasha, the father-in-law of Yaakov Avinu. So when Yaakov picked up to leave the house of Lavan together with his family, so the pasuk says, after he caught up to him, and then Yaakov and Lavan make shalom, they make peace, and they make a peace treaty by Yigar Sahadusa, and then it was Yigar Sahadusa, which Lavan called it, or Galed, In any event, Vayashkem Lavan Baboker, Lavan got up in the morning, Vayinashek Levana Velivnosa, Vayavarech Eshem, and he kissed his sons and his daughters, and he blesses them. So the Sforno says that we already know the concept of the Gemara Megillah, which tells us, Alti Birchas Hedyot Kala Bienecha, that a person should never look at a bracha given to them by any what appears to be a simple person, not appear to be a simple, valueless bracha. Rather, a person should look at a bracha given to them by anyone as having value. And the Sforno compares that Gemara with this statement of the fact that Lavan blessed his children and his grandchildren, meaning he blessed his daughters and he blessed his grandchildren. Omnam siper akosu birkos Lavan levnosav, says Rav Zilberstein. That the bracha of the father on his children, the chol nafsha, with all of his heart, without a doubt, there is a concept, there is a segula, the tzelem elokim, the godliness that is within us, within each person, and within a person who is giving a blessing, who is reciting a blessing, ke'omro ba'avur tavarechecha nafshi, and he quotes there from Yitzchak giving his sons Yaakov and Esav a bracha, that there is, even to someone who is not of a righteous level, even to a simple person, even a Lavan HaRasha, there is power to the bracha, to the blessing that a parent gives to a child. And he quotes the Tur HaAruch on the Torah, which is based on the Pasuk in Parashas Yisro, which is Neaseres HaDibros, that the commandment to respect one's parents of Kabid es avicha v'yasimecha l'man yarichun yamecha, and he focuses on the word yarichun. Yarichun ends with a nun sofit, that it should be yarichu yamecha, that you should honor your mother and your father so that your days will be long. So why does it say yarichun as opposed to yarichu? Yarichu would have been good enough. What does the nun represent? So the nun teaches us, the Tur HaAruch says, the Nun teaches us that a person should honor their parents so that their parents should daven to Hashem so that he should be ma'arich, should he should extend, that he should give a long life to the children. Klomar, nakal akasuf l'man yarichun yamecha v'lo yarichu kedei l'lameh ki yamechabe desorav, the word yarichun is used and not yarichu, to teach that a person who honors their parents, heimis palu avuro, the parents will daven for the child, uvetfila son, and through their tfila, heim yarichu nes yamav, the parents will be ma'arich, the parents will extend, will make long the life of the child. So, Rav Zilberstein points out that what we see from here, from these various words of Chazal, that we see the power of the tfila of a parent on the child. And the power in that the tefillah is likely to be accepted. Ulefichach nira, therefore he says, ki roi lesaper la'ava odos machalas bito. Based on this, even though there is such a grave danger to revealing a secret, to revealing a sod on multiple levels, nevertheless, the power of a parent's prayer on a child is such that Rav Zilberstein says it's ro'oi, it's a good idea, l'saper la'av, to tell the father, odos, in this case, what's happening to his daughter. Why? Kedei she'yater tefila avura, so that the father should daven for the daughter. V'yesh l'haniach she'ilu haisa abas yodas, is malas tefila sa'av. So he says, you know what? If the daughter would know how valuable the prayer of the father is for her, he haisa misiratzeis shiodyu, then she would want that the father would know. So really what it sounds like is that Rav Zilberstein was telling this husband to go back to his wife and explain to her the value of her father's tefillah in this specific case. And then once she would know the value of her father's tefillah, then she would want her father to know so that he can daven for her. Now, it seems like that should be the first goal of the husband, to go back and to convince his wife. But if for some reason he doesn't want to, it seems that Rav Zilberstein is matir, permits the husband to not keep the secret in this case and to tell the father in order for the father to daven on the over his daughter. And it would seem to be that this is a situation of pikuach nefesh. So the tshuva then tells a story, which is a very powerful story. A ma'isa shehaya, a story about an almana, a widow, that all that she had left was one son. And she sent this son to yeshiva, to learn yeshiva, and after a while, the son became ill. So the doctors who were at the yeshiva were looked into his illness, tried to take care of him, and they found out that it was a very, very bad illness. So the Rabbani HaYeshiva, they thought to themselves, what should we do? What should we do? Should we tell the mother what's happening to the child? All she has left is this child. And it would give her so much tzar, give her so much pain to go through the difficulty of seeing a child sick. Or perhaps what we should do is not give her any tzar, not give her any pain, and we'll try to help him as best as we can. We'll get him to the best doctors and the best hospitals, and hopefully he'll have a refuah shleima. But if he wouldn't have a refuah shleima, at least the mother wouldn't see the child suffering. In the end, they decided, so they were thinking what to do, in the end they decided to be quiet and not to tell the mother what was happening. And they worked very, very hard, going to the best doctors and to the best hospitals and giving him the best refuah, the best medicine possible. After about a month of this, the student, the Talmud, the child, Lo Aleinu, passed away. And right at his kever, right at his grave, when the Rabbanim were finished being maspid him, finished giving a hespit, a eulogy for this boy, the mother asked to give a hespit as well. And even though in that time and in that place it was not accustomed for the women to speak, the Rabbanim of course let her speak. And she said as follows, she said, I really thank the Rabbanim for all that they did for my son, she said. However, the decision not to tell me, even though it was trying to keep me from pain, in her words, hipsadetem livni, you made my son lost out, tfila shel ima, tfila, the prayer of a mother. Meaning, afal pi sheshikul da'atchem haya, even though your reasoning was, she'en kol sikui lahachlamato, that there's nothing that could be done, and why make the mother go through the suffering, she said. The Cholzos, nevertheless, Shema Avarachamim, perhaps the Avarachamim, perhaps the Father of Mercy, perhaps the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hayashomei Tfilasi, would have heard my tefillah, my prayer. Tfila Shel Ima Al-Bana Yechida, the prayer of a mother on her only son, Umarachim alai, and have mercy upon me, umevatel es hagezera, and be mevatel, and cancel the gezera, the decree. So we see from here, whether it's a father for his daughter, or a mother for her son, the power of tefillah, the power of prayer, the power of a bruch, the power of a blessing, of a child, of a parent for a child, is such that it is beyond the normal power of tefillah. As a greater power. And therefore, Rav Zilberstein permitted, in this case, for the husband to reveal the secret to his father-in-law so that his father-in-law davened for the refuah of his daughter. Finally, the end of the tshuva mentions that what is the din in a situation where, let's say, this situation, where the father would have become ill himself in a very bad way. Let's say he was critical himself, if hearing the news about his daughter. So he said to Zilberstein, Umlai ulam im hayidia odos machlasa shel habas tashpia lera'a alav, if it would cause bad things to happen to the father. Umatzav v'yuso yizdarder, and his health would be in danger. Asur legalos lo odos hamachla, then it would be prohibited to tell the father about the illness of the daughter. The Adarabba, Yesh la'asos hakol kedei l'halim mimenu asmach al'asof. that everything should be done in order to not tell him about what was happening with his daughter. And then, if God forbid, there not good news comes from the daughter to the father, then he says, that's something that one would deal with at that time and not deal with in the context of this Shiloh that was brought to him. He says that if the father's health is in danger, then even though the situation may be dire for the daughter, one should not tell the father at this point, and should wait until the situation, Rachmana Litzlan, was at the point that one would have to tell the father and deal with the situation then. So, to sum up, in this tshuva of Zilberstein, tshuva of a husband asking if he can tell his father-in-law, despite the pleas of his wife not to tell his father-in-law, to keep a secret and not to tell her father about her illness, Rav Zilberstein said one is matir, one is permissible in this case to reveal the secret and tell the father-in-law in order that the father daven for his daughter in the zchus that she have a refuah shalema. May we be zoche that people are never in such a situation, never need to be dealing with such difficult shilas, and that we should all have good health and shalom and refuah for all those who are ill.